I have the pleasure today of introducing Pastor Macklin. I'll have him come on up if you would, please. Many of you know him and have met him over the years. This is not his first time preaching here or visiting with us, and I'm just thankful to get to know him. The last time he was here, I was telling him I was out of town, unfortunately, so I missed him. But I want to give you a few minutes of just tell us a little bit about yourself, if I can do that. Pastor Macklin does work with PMI and as a graduate of Covenant Seminary, but I would love to hear a little more about your ministry in Togo, if you can take a minute or two. If I can put you on the spot, sorry. I didn't tell him ahead of time. So, and then once you've done that, if you would read the scripture, and then it's all yours, brother. Okay, thank you.
Good morning, church. Bonjour. My name is Macklin Basse from Togo, and I always say it, the place to go. It's a small, tiny country in West Africa, a French-speaking country. We lived here for 8 years, my wife and I, and our two daughters, Benita and Lily. And after my studies at Covenant Seminary, we felt like God was calling us to go back. And we did it in 2010. And since then, we have been involved in ministry back home. So many things are happening. The main point is that God is saving lives, transforming lives, moving all over the places in West Africa through our ministries. We have a school. We have a conference every year. We have church plants ministries, farming ministries, and children, widows, and orphans ministries. I will be glad to share this with you maybe during the time of potluck or any time that you wish during this few days that I will be here in New York. So please allow me to go to the main point of this day, the preaching of the word. Let me read. Let us take our Bibles and go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 to 20. I'm reading from NIV. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God, the Father, for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, I am thankful to be here today, and it is a great honor to share this time with you by preaching the word of God. Please allow me to greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus, and also bring you warm greetings from my wife and kids, the church body in Togo, but also from my fellow citizens of Togo, the place to go. My Togoland is a small and beautiful country in West Africa who always welcome peoples across the globe. Talking about West Africa, please, I'm asking you to pray for that region of Africa. If you are familiar to news in stream medias or social media, West Africa made the headline media news with several military push, what we call in French, coup d'etat militaire. Soldiers or army forces are back in power in Guinea, in Mali, in Burkina Faso, in Niger, and in Gabon. Many political analysts are saying that probably before the end of 2023, one or more than one country will experience another coup d'etat. So we are worried, because sometimes when a military push happens, many lives can die or be forced to run away from their home, cities and village, to seek refuge in other countries. Pray for West Africa as we pray for United States of America. In Congo Democratic Republic, in Central Africa, there is no military coup d'etat, but there is what I call multi-corporation coup d'etats. Yes, because of powerful nations and multi-corporation business in DRC, millions of lives have died in less than 5 to 10 years. People are saying almost 5 to 10 million people die. A genocide happening right now in Congo Democratic Republic, but nobody is talking about it. For many years, the world was served by stream media with a false narrative about Niger in West Africa. Niger, this is what they are saying, is the poorest country in the world, may say the stream media. And yet, Niger is among the top uranium producers in the world. Nuclear central in France has its sources in Niger. Electricity, some of the electricity in France is provided by Niger. At the same time, many people in Niger are living in darkness because there is no electricity. How in the world is this possible? I will be available in the next few days to talk about this international plot if you are interested. For today, I'm asking for prayers for Africa. Please pray for Africa as we pray for you. Africa is not poor. Africa is still being exploited and ripped off by powerful forces whose names are well known today. Why do we need to pray for our nations? Why do we need to pray for one another? From what we just read in the scripture, Paul is giving us few reasons to pray for one another. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Yes, the days are evil. Our days are full with evil actions, very evil people, evil spirits, evil powerful government, evil lobbyists, evil corporations, very convinced and shamefully proud of their evil actions. I don't even need to bring up facts or arguments about evil days we are living in. Just turn on your TV or go to social media. You will see it for yourself. The evil days we are talking about, you will see it every day. In our local news, in every city in the world, in this world, evil is busy. Busy at work, killing, destroying families, cities, and villages, setting fire on countries with powerful guns, and so on. There is not a single day you won't have to hear about killings and very sad news. In Republic of Congo, a young doctor named Jerome Muyangi was gunned down by the pharmaceutical lobby because he discovered the best malaria treatment. His discovery was a threat against the malaria medical business group in the world. The treatment of this doctor was almost free because you will just need to plant a tree called Artemisia and infuse the leaves of that tree and drink it daily. He was killed because we live in evil days. Apostle Paul is urging the church in Ephesus to be very careful then how to live. Not only said Paul to be careful, but he's saying be very careful, very careful, be very careful. Understand what is going on and watch out. Know where you are in the light of things that are going on. Don't be foolish or crazy. Not as unwise, but as wise. Brothers and sisters, in this world, there are only two types of people: wise people and foolish people. Will you please pause and ask this question to yourself? Are you wise or foolish? Are you a wise man, a wise husband, a wise wife, wise student, wise kid, wise politician, wise pastor, wise policeman, wise businessman, wise American? Or are you just a foolish man or woman sitting in the bench of churches pretending to be a Christian? Our days are evil, and you can't just live your life as if nothing is happening around you. Wake up and seek the Lord for wisdom and grace to live for the kingdom of God, that the satanic and evil world fighting against. Hey, listen, our days are so evil that you can't even trust anybody. It's becoming very hard to find true friend in families, in marriage, at workplace, between brothers and sisters, women and men, between church and denominations, black versus white, poor people and rich people, nation against nations. We are all playing games that sometimes, or most of the time, goes against God's will. Today, our nations, at least few of them, got the power that can destroy our planet in few seconds with nuclear weapons. And because of that possibility, nothing, I say nothing, and absolutely nothing is guaranteed. Anything can happen at any time. Anything can happen at any time to people, to cities, and countries as we speak. Few months ago, an entire family of six people died, poisoned by a so-called house friend because he was jealous of that family's success stories. Believe me, don't be fooled. Many people don't like you and will be happy to see you go down, crushed, and broke. When you are becoming successful, be very careful, because your successful story is not welcome in some people's lives. They hate to see you make it. The devil himself doesn't want you to make it in life. Therefore, he will fight against you, against your family, your marriage, your business, your job, your work. He will fight against you. Paul gives one way out, or one way sure, to live in peace. Paul is saying to be very careful, to be wise, to be filled with the Spirit, not with wine. How can this be possible to live as Paul recommends? How can we know and understand the will of God in our families, in our kids' life or education, in our workplaces, in business, in politics? We need Jesus Christ in our lives. We need Jesus. We need God. We need the Holy Spirit. And how to keep the flame of the Spirit on in this very dark and evil world? Do not get drunk on wine, which lead to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need one another. We need fellowship. We need to be here at Astoria Presbyterian Church. It's not okay to say, I can live my faith by myself. I don't need anybody. You need to be in the flock. By yourself, it is dangerous out there. You know, lions' strategy in the jungle when hunting other animals is to isolate one of their victims. When pulling yourself out of the body of Christ, know that you have been already attacked by the enemy of your soul. My sending away word this morning for you, before praying for one another, my words are, let us be very careful in this world. Let us be very careful in this life. Let us be wise by the grace of God. We need Him. We need God. No matter who you are or what you have, you need Jesus. Please, as we close, turn to one another, turn to one or two people If it is okay with you, hold hands and pray for one another. Pray for wisdom, for God's guidance in our lives. Pray for America. Pray for the Middle East. Pray for Israel. Pray for Palestine. Pray for Ukraine. Pray for Africa. Pray for yourself. 1-2 minutes, please hold hand with somebody and pray. I will close in 1-2 minutes. Let us pray together. Father, our days are so evil. We live in a very dark world. And we need you today. We need you in our lives. We need you in our families. We need you, Father, in our workplaces, in our schools. We need you in our churches. We need you, Father, in America. We need you in Africa. We need you in the Middle East. Please, we need you. We need you in Ukraine. We need you in Palestine. We need you in Israel. Father, heal. Heal. Heal your people. Thank you for your word and lead us as we try to follow your steps. In Jesus' name, amen.